the show. Glad to have you with us here on the program. Thanks for being here. 654-ROAR, if you'd like to join us on the phones or on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line, we really do appreciate it. This hour brought to you by our friends at Wendy's. I had Wendy's for lunch yesterday. It was delightful. I plan on enjoying that many days ahead because Wendy's, it never gets old. Baconator, top-notch. Son of Baconator, if you need something a little less than, top-notch. What they've done with the Frosties, with the Fusions, that's like right up my alley. You're talking my language right there. They also have the great deal with the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Combo, $8, two Junior Bacon Cheeseburgers, a medium fry, medium drink for just $8 at Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County Wendy's locations. Download the app, order today, take advantage of that great deal. I want to get back to Alabama, Georgia just for a second. Listen, I am not ignoring or forgetting or overlooking the history that Georgia has against Alabama. And a couple of these people are bringing this up are Georgia fans who are just, just shaking in their boots here about facing Alabama. They have.
They've been hurt.
But you've been hurt by Nick Saban. Last year, let me remind you that last year Georgia was down 28-0 on the road at Alabama with 12 and a half minutes. We were in the radio booth. I remember watching all four of those touchdowns. 12 and a half minutes left in the second quarter. They did not score a point until there were 6.5 minutes left in the first half, and Georgia took the lead in the game. If I'm a Georgia fan, I am not worried about what Kalen DeBoer did to me in the first half more than I am encouraged by how Kirby Smart responded in the second half. And then Kirby Smart goes into post-game press conference and admits that they got out-coached. Do you think that Kirby Smart, listen, maybe I'm making Kirby Smart the son of the universe here. Maybe I'm pretending that Kalen DeBoer revolves around Kirby Smart and that Kalen DeBoer outcoaches Kirby Smart when Kirby Smart says. Maybe that's a mistake on my part, but that's kind of what I think is happening here. That if Kirby Smart says, we just got outcoached by Kalen DeBoer, what he's actually saying is, you're not going to outcoach me again. There's no way. If they had scored 50-plus and moved it on them all four quarters, that'd be a different thing. But they didn't really move it much in the second half. And Georgia did come back and take a 34-33 lead, and then they gave up a 75-yard touchdown pass, and that is not very good. But they gave up 13 points in the final 48 minutes of the game. I'm not worried about that. And I'm not worried about what happened when Nick Saban was coaching. I don't care. I don't care about any of that. This is Georgia's game. The home field at Sanford Stadium has not been conquered since 2019. I don't think this Alabama team's going to go in there and do that. This is another thing. You know, they went on the road. And I've got lots of theories. I've shared those repeatedly. What happens in the what happened in the Alabama-Florida State game. But this is Alabama's next road game. How did they respond on the road last time? Didn't look great. So I don't think Kalen DeBoer is just going to roll into Sanford Stadium and start just chucking it down the field left and right on Kirby Smart. I just don't think that's how this is going to go, Ben.
We have a big one tonight. I think it's a big game. At least it should be an entertaining game, Florida State and Virginia. We had a texter earlier asking if you think Chandler Morris – will go over 243. I did go back and look. Ty Simpson in game one, that's the only real quarterback Florida State has faced. He threw for 254. I honestly don't remember how much of that was garbage time. I would imagine, Florida State had a pretty firm grip on that game, so probably a little bit of garbage yardage in there. I also think Chandler Morris is probably a better quarterback. So, at least versus Ty Simpson in game one.
I think, Chandler Morris playing at home versus Ty Simpson on the road, I'm going to take Morris.
Right.
I think Chandler Morris goes north of that. Here are the passing totals for Morris so far this year against FBS competition, okay? William & Mary threw it 19 times. 264 against Coastal, 257 against NC State and 380 against Stanford. He had 380 and four touchdowns last week against Stanford. Really, really good performance. And they smoked him. I'm on the over in this game. I gave that out yesterday, but I'll go back to it. Florida State, Virginia, over 59.5. I think both these teams are going to score. Virginia's giving up way too many big plays. They're giving up lots of design rushing yardage to quarterbacks, and that's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Also, I don't think we truly know what Florida State's rushing defense is. They haven't faced anybody that could run the ball. I mean, Alabama could not without what's his face in the opener.
Jam Miller.
Yeah. They're 15th nationally, giving up 78.3 yards per game. But I don't. In this case, I think that's a little bit hollow. My point in that is, if they are good against the run and Virginia struggles there, then Chandler Morris is obviously going to throw more. So that could be. Also, if you think, you know, do you think Florida State's going to jump out on them and get a lead? That also could lead to more yardage for Morris. I feel like you're probably pretty safe with that number.
Yeah, I think so too. Virginia is plus 225 money line tonight. Like, you could give me 7 points, and I'm taking 6.5 in the contest, but I say go for it.
That's pretty good.
Play the theory that Virginia has actually been, like, habitually tested, that Florida State's biggest test was against an opponent that had no idea what they were going to see, and that Florida State has yet to be truly exposed. Now you have an opponent in Virginia that has seen 3 games of film. Also, Virginia's getting a linebacker back that was supposed to be one of their starters that's been out, which should help that run defense, should help shore it up a little bit. Like I said, my favorite play is the over on the total. I think it's 60.5 now, but I got it 59.5 yesterday. So there's that. I think for the ACC, Florida State needs to win this game for the conference. We know Clemson's not going to help. So you've got Florida State, Miami, potentially the winner of Louisville, Pittsburgh this week that could be of assistance. I don't feel warm and fuzzy about SMU. You've got Georgia Tech in there. Side note, I wiped the slate clean. Wake Forest plus 14 was on the board, and I erased Wake plus 14. Doesn't Georgia Tech have the feel of a team that's going to win every game by 14 or fewer points? Like, if they get to 10-1 going into Georgia, they may have blown out, like, one team the whole year. Like, they played a one-score game against Colorado. They played a one-score game against Clemson. I just think they are destined to be playing one-score games. And so I'm thinking along those lines, too. But, like, Miami and Georgia Tech and Florida State need to buoy this conference this year. The winner of Louisville-Pittsburgh needs to win 9 games or 10 games to buoy this conference. Or SMU needs to show a little better because I don't, like I say, they're not giving me the warm fuzzies right now. Ben, I've got a couple other games here. A couple other things I put in the doc just as we're perusing through. Do you know North Texas is really good? They're, like, really good, at least relative to their lot in life. They have kept their opponents down basically in the low 20s max so far. They've lost a couple close games. South Alabama, their opponent, has lost a couple close games. They also lost by a couple touchdowns against Auburn. North Texas's defense is the star here. I think Eric Morris wants the Oklahoma State job or the Arkansas job, their head coach. I think that will be good. I am going to lay 12.5 with North Texas against South Alabama. So we'll throw that in the dock. Other things I like in the 12 o'clock hour. I told you, I like the Notre Dame-Arkansas over. That is 63.5. That is a ton of points to take the over on in this era of football. I've watched these teams play, though, and I don't think it's that big of a stretch to think that both of these teams are scoring 35. I think Notre Dame's going to hit big plays. I think Arkansas is going to hit big plays. I think this game gets out of hand. I think that it's bananas in Fayetteville. I also like Kansas -4.5 against Cincinnati. Cincinnati, I think, is better than you think. But Kansas can't beat them by a touchdown, Ben, with Daniels. I don't think Cincinnati's that good. They have one really good defensive lineman, and they got a bunch of dudes who I believe are playing over their head defensively. Plus, their close win against Nebraska doesn't look quite as impressive now because of what Michigan was able to do to them last week. So I've got Kansas -4.5 in that early slate. That's what I'm rocking with right now.
I like that.
In the 3:30, oh, other games to watch at noon. That's the USC-Illinois slate. I told you about Georgia Tech-Wake Forest. Louisville-Pittsburgh, we mentioned that. Duke-Syracuse, interesting game. Ricky Collins with Syracuse. Duke is a road favorite in this game because of the quarterback change. It's got to be.
Yeah.
But like 5.5, 6 is what I've seen for Duke. That's a lot of points for Duke to be laying on the road at a place that does tend to be a little more difficult to win in. I don't have a lean or a play. I don't have any of that on this game. But if I did, I might throw logic out the window and say, take the points here. Like, if I had to play it, I might take the points with Syracuse.
I just don't think Ricky Collins is a very good quarterback.
We saw that last week.
So, and we haven't seen enough to know what the what the impact of that is going to be. So, that's a stay away from me.
Let me see. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, that's all I got in the noon slate. Like the really interesting game. There's a couple decent ones in there.
Another stay away from me. And are you playing Baylor?
No. Texter asked about that. I don't.
Okay,
I'm not touching that game with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, Baylor, Oklahoma State. You don't know how a team responds to losing Gundy this week. It could be good. I mean, they might respond in a good way, or they might quit even worse than they've already quit. Yeah, I would. If that was a Texter, I would not touch that one at all. That line's 20.5 in favor of Baylor.
Yeah, no chance. No chance I'm gonna eat that one up. Some other ones in the dog, just while we're going through it. I like Texas A&M -6.5 against Auburn. I love the under. 53 is the total. Now, last year they were in the 80s. It was in 4 overtimes. So I would almost throw that one out. The last time this game was played in College Station was in 2023. The combined score was 37. The year before that, it was 23. The year before that, it was 23. These two teams play low-scoring games. And these are two really good defensive teams with DJ Durkin is not my favorite human being, nor should he be anybody's favorite human being, but the guy can coach defense for Auburn. So I'm going under 53 here. I think this is like 24-10 or something. Like, I don't think Auburn's going to score very much, and I just don't think Texas A&M's going to need to. So they're going to batten down the hatches. I am going to lay 7.5 with Indiana at Iowa. Little hesitant to do that. Indiana coming off that emotional win. But Cignetti is a cyborg. He doesn't feel anything in his heart. He just wants to punish you every possession. And I am just starting to think that Iowa stinks. I just kind of think that Iowa's a bad football team. So somebody with no emotional feel, no soul really, as a football coach, and Kurt Cignetti goes into Iowa City, he doesn't care about any of that. It's just destroy. And I think they're going to destroy Iowa eventually, like 24 points.
One I'm thinking about is Tennessee's only a 7.5-point favorite at Mississippi State this weekend.
Scary.
Yeah, it is. But doesn't it feel like that should be more?
Yes. That's why it's scary.
It's an undefeated Mississippi State team, but they have not – I was going to say they haven't played anybody. They did play Arizona State, who I was really high on.
You know, Mississippi State, you were talking about teams that we don't know very much about. I feel like I know a good bit about Mississippi State because I feel like they've impressed me – in terms of what they've done individual weeks, what Northern Illinois, I mean, that's neither here nor there. I was impressed by the way they played against Southern Miss, and I was impressed by the way they played against Arizona State. And so if you're taking that into consideration, I do think that Mississippi State is alive here. Mississippi State has not played well in their SEC openers of late across multiple coaching staffs, and that, I think, hurts them a little bit. Text from the 864 says, Tennessee has one bad game a year, and I think it comes Saturday, giving Mississippi State an outright upset. I don't know. I can't get there. I can't get there. A team that goes toe-to-toe with Georgia like that, I can't imagine they're going to go and just get – they're going to get physically beat at the line by Mississippi State. I'm not quite there with Mississippi State. I'd like to be, but I'm not quite there. Listen.
Yeah, and the total on that one is 62.5. That's the other thing.
Ooh.
That, you know, actually, those numbers sound too right to me, so I'm going to stay away from
too
that.
Too right. I love where your head's at there. That's way too correct. Tennessee, that's a lot of points. Tennessee on the road in conference has scored 25, 14, 17, and then they scored 36 against Vandy last year in the closer. The year before that on the road in conference, 16, 20, 33, 7. So they don't score 40 points on the road very much in conference play. Interesting to think about. Stay with us. We'll go through some more of our picks in the OO Bank and some more storylines from the Saturday to come after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachment, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Join us live at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Filer Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. See you there.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, Don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOCAL to get an extra 35 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah.
Before we get to Jason's phone call, before we tell you about Underdog, we do need to do that. I want to give you an update on the Ryder Cup right now. John Rahm, Sepp Straka still one up. They have halved the last four holes against Scheffler and Spahn. Ben Griffin, Bryson DeChambeau, one hole five. They're playing 7, one up on Tommy Fleetwood and Justin Rose. Cameron Young and Justin Thomas have won 2 and 5 and are now two up on Ludvig Åberg and Rasmus Højgaard. God bless. And Sam Burns and Patrick Cantlay, Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, all tied through 4. America 1-1, Europe 1-2. If I'm looking at Outcome IQ powered by Capgemini, which, of course, you know,
just rolls off the tongue.
Just nerd alert me on that. I mean, that's just, why did I read that? That's so ridiculous.
Nerd alert!
Whoa, wait a second, Doc. You mean to tell me that this is a nerd alert?
That's right, Marty. We've entered a nerd alert.
The Americans are favored to win 2 of these. Neither team is favored to win the Burns-Cantley-McIlroy-Lowry match. And Rahm Straka, 56% chance of taking home a full point in the first group. So there's that. The worst chance that the Americans have to at least get a half point is 44%. So playing a lot better this afternoon than this morning. Hey, Underdog's a great place to enjoy the NFL, to enjoy college football, to enjoy the final regular season weekend of Major League Baseball, to enjoy the Ryder Cup. this week. I'll be playing. You should be playing as well. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on their favorite stats. And they are up in the ante for you this weekend. I love it so much because right now, when you download the app, sign up with promo code OOB, you can score $100 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Let's go to Jason, who's up with us next on the phones. What's up, Jason?
Hey, good Friday, everybody. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
This, of course, everyone knows the domination Alabama has had over Georgia. You know, it's very, very impressive considering how good Georgia, how dominating they have been in their own right. Of course, they've not played each other in the regular season a whole lot. The last time Georgia beat Alabama in the regular season was 2007. Do you remember kind of a couple significant things about that game?
Boy, I'm going to have to go all the way back. I don't remember.
You know, it was Saban's first year.
Right.
And Georgia won in overtime. And this was in this is actually in Tuscaloosa. And Alabama gets the ball first in overtime, kicks the field goal. Georgia's lined up at the 25-yard line. I think Mike Patrick was the ESPN announcer. Kirk Herbstreit was with him. Was the color analyst. And before Georgia lines up, and Mike Patrick, I think it's Mike Patrick is who it was, he said, "I wonder what Brittany's doing right now." You remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do remember that one. Yeah, and like the biggest moment of the game. Yeah, I had forgotten about that. Yeah, but yeah, that's what that was.
Like, well, I hope she's watching the game, you know. But, Mike Patrick used to be one of the top announcers at ESPN. He even was at Sunday Night Football one time a year, years ago. But, that was like, what the heck? And then Georgia scores on that play. And, of course, you know, the next year was the blackout. And Georgia doing another blackout this year. And Alabama just, you know, destroyed them. And Georgia was, of course, number one in the country going into that season. They had a lot of injuries that year. And Alabama was one of Saban's first dominating game. They beat Clemson that year in the first game, didn't they?
That was 2008. Yeah, that was 2008. Yeah. That was Saban's second year in 2008
when they beat Clemson. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that was just kind of a moment. It just kind of took me back to that random moment. Was like, well, what the heck? You know? But I think Georgia wins tomorrow. Something like 31-24. Georgia's a better team. Ty Simpson, who knows what we'll see from him. It's, Kirby's bragged a lot about him, saying he's one of the hottest quarterbacks in the country. That might be coach speak, and we've seen him struggle when he did play the last few years. But we'll learn a lot about him. He can if he has a big game, you know, it's the narrative definitely changes on what Alabama will be able to accomplish this year. So anyway, you have a great weekend. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Jason. Appreciate the phone call. I agree with that.
I think Jason was at the Georgia Aquarium.
Georgia Aquarium,
like,
yeah,
in the aquarium.
That's good.
In the water.
<That's good. laughs> He's a big time snorkeler.
We have to allow. We got to allow the hands free now. Can't hold your phone anymore.
That's
it's okay.
Right. It's tough.
We'll make do.
It's hard out here in these streets, man. It's hard out here.
Let me see what.
here's some of the other games I like. Okay, I told you I got Georgia -3. UCLA Northwestern under 45.5. We are in agreement on this one. I was looking at this game earlier. Like, this is a race to 20. This is the game. This game's not being played in the 20s. You'd be crazy to think this game's going to get to 20. One of these teams going to score 24? No.
What game are we talking about again?
UCLA Northwestern. Oh. Absolutely not. There's no way. If both these teams get to double digits, I'll be moderately surprised. So you led the way on that one. I thought that was, I didn't have it on my board and I added it. That was shrewd of you to do that. So we're both going to be 1-0 on that one.
We do both have all our picks in.
Oh, we do.
On the OOBs.
Let's go.
Yeah, your big play is Georgia -3, and mine is Washington +9.5.
I can't trust them. You know, their top DB is questionable. I read that injury report today. That might be why the number went up. Because, you know, we talked about it was 9.5. It got bet down to 7.5. Now it's been bet back up to 8.5 or 9.5. So a little bit of a yo-yo, a seesaw, as it were, with Ohio State and Washington. I hope you're right. I actually do. I like the setting at Washington. Our friend Tony Castricone is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jed Fish does a good job. I said this yesterday, and I really do believe it, that in an Ohio State game, when's the last time in an Ohio State game that the other team had the better quarterback, running back, wide receiver combination? Like, say what you want about Ohio State.
You think Washington has that better combination?
I think the combination of Williams and Coleman and the receiver, Denzel Boston. I think that combination of players is better than saying pick either of the Ohio State running backs and Jeremiah Smith. I think Washington has a better group of those. I just worry about the other 82 or 102 players.
I tell you one you kind of talked me into. Noon on ESPN would be the lead-in game for College Game Day. Georgia Tech at Wake Forest.
Oh,
Wake Forest is going to lose every game by 7 or 10, but not 14.
Yep.
And this is Georgia Tech -14 here. I think I'll take those points at home. Although, I mean, I truly am a big fan and believer of Georgia Tech. I could see this being a really low possession game. Wake Forest will want to do what Georgia Tech does. Mainly, don't let Robbie Ashford throw the ball, because he has a tendency to throw it to the other team. But he can move around a little bit. You got Claiborne in the backfield. I could see this just being a, you know, where 14 is, that's a lot of points if you believe this is a low possession contest.
Yeah, I just see if Georgia Tech gets up by a couple scores, I just see them sitting on it. Like, they're not a team that's just going to keep taking shots and keep trying to score, you know, in the way that we would think the teams are trying. Like, they're not going to take a bunch of shots up 21-7. They're going to run the ball. They're going to sit on it. They're going to kick field goals. And then Wake's going to have to play from behind. I'm not saying that Georgia Tech's not going to be up by more than 14 at certain points in the game. I just think Georgia Tech is the kind – you're talking about Wake Forest. They're going to lose every game by 7 or 10. I think Georgia Tech is the type of team that beats people by 7 or 10. Just the way they play, it feels conducive to one or two score wins.
Claiborne is averaging 9.8 yards per carry.
I may have a little underdog investment in – did I talk about these on the air? I don't think I did talk about these. I have four underdog plays. I'll just quickly go through these. Three players in all four leagues at 6-1, okay? I have Cade Klubnik, Miller Moss, and Damon Claiborne in the ACC. That's not going to hit. Cade's not going to hit 33-25 passing. That's what he has to do. He's not going to get there.
You took Claiborne, Moss, and Klubnik?
And Klubnik, yeah.
What's your number on Miller Moss?
Moss is 29.99.5. So he's got to get to 3,000. Currently, he is 20 yards per game off the pace of that.
I don't think he's going to get there.
I don't think he is either. Claiborne, though, is going to hit his. He needs 77.1. He's at 82.3 a game. And as you said, they're not even really giving it to him all that much. He's averaging over 9 a carry. The one I do think I'm going to hit is Hoover, Becht, and Tyson in the Big 12. I've got them. I've got Mendoza, Coleman, and Boston in the Big 10. That one is, Like, all of those guys are crushing what they need to do. And then I've got Diego Pavia, Le'Veon Moss, and Deion Burks in the SEC. And Moss is a little behind, but the other two are way ahead of the pace I need.
I'm just looking at the defenses. Miller Moss still has to play. I'd be shocked if he got to that number.
If he's already at 230? Now, they have taken him out early in two of the games. He hadn't played full games, but I wasn't encouraged, by the way, he played against James Madison. I just wasn't. All right, in our final segment, we'll complete our look at our OO Bank and give you some more games to watch and storylines. Final segment of the program is next.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Along with all new merchandise, every purchase stays in the upstate for breast cancer prevention and the fight against cancer. But we need your help to make this year's auction our biggest ever. We're asking for high-end item donations. If you have a unique experience or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate, your contribution is 100% tax deductible and will make a huge difference. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our eight locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details. When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the actually really seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Tiger fans, are you all in? Then gear up with the Tiger Sports Shop, your go-to source for everything Clemson. From Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon and the best selection of Clemson apparel, we've got you covered 365 days a year. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. All in, all the time.
Go Tigers!
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Folks, last segment of the week, last Friday segment of the month. Can I get by with that? Next week,
yes.
October, man. Tigers for Tatas campaign starts up next week. Quak and I will be on campus on Tuesday. We will be at Estes in Walhalla on Wednesday. Clemson Sock Shop on Thursday in Pendleton there. And on Friday, we will be at Buff City
and Clemson.
Yeah.
Shot at the Hartwell Village.
And I think I will be at Clemson Volleyball tonight at 6 o'clock.
Hey.
Wife and I are going to take that in a little bit and come home and then watch Florida State on TV as well as Clemson at Wake Forest men's soccer tonight. And then here on the air after Road Rage, Sam Jones and Nick Costellos will bring you J.L. Mann and Greenville. And that'll be a good one. A big rivalry there. They're in Spirit Week raising money and all kind of good stuff. So still a lot going on, even though it's an off week for Clemson.
Jam-packed sports weekend, for show. TCU Arizona State, we haven't talked about that game tonight. You know, leading rusher for TCU, questionable tonight. Maybe out, actually. I think TCU is alive there. Like, if I were going to confidently play a side, I might just do what I did with Virginia and just moneyline TCU. But I am a little bit concerned. Just a little bit concerned about that injury. But let me see. Oh, yeah, Kevorian Barnes. Out against Arizona State tonight.
Yeah, this is a stay away for me. I've been impressed with TCU. Now, admittedly, some of that came against North Carolina, who is not good. But I was impressed that TCU played as soundly as they did in game one. Even though, again, North Carolina is not good. That was a 48-14. It probably was not that close. They did look good against SMU last week, though. Now, that SMU game was at home. Meanwhile, Arizona State, man, I still think they're a pretty good team, but they lost at Mississippi State, and that's just not good to lose to the Cowbells.
As I said, Jordan Tyson, just give me all the yards. Give me all the receiving yards, and we'll just hit that underdog. We'll stay on track for that. Yeah, I'm having a hard time with Arizona State. Just they don't seem like the same team. Although they started kind of slow last year, and they picked it up at the end and kind of like just worked their way into the Big 12 championship game. My last couple picks, and I'll let you roll through yours too. I am taking a wild swing with Tulsa. Tulsa, a week after beating Oklahoma State and firing Mike Gundy, basically. They are getting 15.5 against a Tulane team that got absolutely pantsed by Ole Miss. And I just think there's a bit of a hangover on Tulane. Maybe you're riding the wave a little bit with Tulsa. I just think it's too many points. Sagarin thinks it's about 12. SP Plus thinks it's about a 12, 10 to 12 point type of game. I just think it's too many. I think Tulsa is alive in this game. Tulane in a little bit of a look ahead. You've played some big games. Three power conference opponents for Tulane. This is their conference opener. I also think the Tulsa coach kind of wants the Oklahoma State job. Like Trey Lamb was talking about how big it was for his program to beat Oklahoma State. I don't think he would turn it down if they offered it to him. I'm taking 15 half with Tulsa. And then finally, my 10th and final pick is South Carolina minus 5.5. And I gave my rationale for this yesterday. I don't believe in Kentucky, but more than that, I believe in South Carolina's ability to win the scoreboard in an improbable manner in spite of whatever they do down for down. They've done it every game. They've lost down for down. They have been woefully beaten in different ways in every game so far except South Carolina State. And they have managed to outperform what you would reasonably expect watching play for play on the scoreboard. I think that's why they're going to cover in this game.
I had that play and deleted it because I talked myself into this being another field goal game. I do have a play on that, though. I'm still taking the under, South Carolina, Kentucky under. I had it at 46.5. It's moved to 47.5, so I'm going to take 47.5.
Gladly.
We make the rules here.
That's right.
Yeah, I just a game maybe kind of played between the 30s here. I'm talking about on the field, not in the score.
yeah, you've got to be specific on that one because that math don't math.
I'll take Washington plus 9.5. I've got Houston, Oregon State under 48.5. You're not going to get any points from Oregon State and. I don't know that Houston's going to score 50, so I like that play a lot. Cincy, Kansas over 54.5, rather. I have UCLA under 45.5. UCLA and Northwestern under 45.5. Again, where's the points coming from in that?
This game has 8-4 written all over it. 12 safeties, four. Or 6 safeties.
That's funny. Akron plus 21 at Toledo. Wake Forest plus 14 hosting Georgia Tech.
You're taking points with Akron. Oh, my Lord.
I'm glutton for punishment.
Oh, my gosh. Ben's trying to watch MAC games at noon.
Oh, I'm not watching it.
Oh, my gosh.
BYU minus 6.5 at Colorado. Colorado's not a good team. They're just not.
No, they're not.
Tennessee. I added the Tennessee minus 7.5 at Mississippi State. You know, we'll give it a whirl. If I lose that and Tennessee loses, I still win. And then finally, one NFL. I like the Chargers minus 6.5 at New York Football Giants. 1 o'clock coming across the country. I don't think that impacts NFL as much as it does. Justin Herbert is just, as you would say, a wagon.
He's a wagon. We got him, folks. Ben knows how to use it.
It's a good thing. That's where I'm at.
It's good. It's very good. He's a wagon. He's dragging everybody else along. Wagon. I think the NFL slate is fascinating this week. We've talked about that. On top of the two, I think Packers-Cowboys is anticipated. Large fan bases. I think the Packers are going to smoke Dallas. Colts-Rams, I think, is a big game. And then you have the obligatory Chiefs-Ravens that we talked about. There's a couple other games sort of like in the weeds. Like, I think Vikings-Steelers. Whoever wins that game in Dublin has got a huge shot in the arm with backup quarterback. So I think that's important. Not backup quarterback for the Steelers, but like at the quarterback position. If the Vikings are able to win with Carson Wentz, that's huge. Steelers get to 3-1, that's huge. You're feeling great about your situation there. Titans-Texans, winner gets a win, loser goes to 0-4. That's all I got. I think that's – I'm a glutton for punishment, so I'm just going to be interested in – I'm just going to be interested in that one. Eagles-Bucks, both teams are 3-0. This feels like – you know, the Eagles win every game like 20-17 now, and I just think the Eagles are going to win 20-17. Mike Evans isn't playing this week for the Bucks, and I think even when he's not productive, his presence draws attention. And so I'm curious to see what they do in response there. Browns Lions. Remember Brian Edwards told you to bet quarter half in game with Detroit. The Browns-Packers game has got me, I'm domed up with the Browns. I know you said it's dumb, and I know it's dumb. That was a dumb game with a dumb result, but I'm domed up about it. Let's see. The worst Monday night slate I've ever seen. We'll get to that Monday. Worst Monday night slate. There's two games. They're awful. Both games atrocious. Major League Baseball this weekend, Ben.
Did you mention Packers-Cowboys?
Just in passing.
Okay.
I said I think the Packers are going to smoke the Cowboys this weekend.
Yeah, Micah Parsons going to come get his money.
After he said the Packers are going to go undefeated, and then they scored 10 against Cleveland.
Yeah, that was a dumb game. It was an outlier game.
You can't do that, man. All right, here are the – you were saying a ton of relevant series in Major League Baseball this weekend, okay?
Yeah, tell me everything I need to know about the remainder of the Major League Baseball season.
All right, so the Cubs and Cardinals are playing right now. The Cubs have clinched a wild card spot. Them and the Padres are neck and neck, so the Cubs are trying to host the Padres let me see. Yeah, if they win one, they get it. It doesn't matter. Their magic number is one to clinch that number four spot. Reds, Brewers, obviously. Milwaukee, we could say Milwaukee doesn't have anything to play for. Well, they do because the Phillies can catch them. So really what we would like is Milwaukee to win tonight and clinch the one seed and then call up AAA. Just call them all in. Just put them all in there. Like, we don't even need to risk injury or anything. So that series matters. Twins, Phillies, like I say, if the Phillies sweep and the Brewers have a hard time, then the Phillies can get the one seed this weekend. Orioles, Yankees, the Yankees and Blue Jays are tied for first place right now in the American League East. And so the Rays and Blue Jays and Orioles, Yankees, significant series for the home teams there. Tigers, Red Sox. The Red Sox, Tigers, and Astros, three teams for two spots. Actually, there's another team in there I'll talk about in a second. The Red Sox are a game up on the Tigers, who are a game up on the Astros, so that series has enormous significance. Mets at Marlins. If the Mets win two, they get in unless the Reds sweep the Brewers, which hasn't happened in all of recorded history. So we know that's not the thing. So if the Mets, probably if you win one, you're probably okay. But if you win two, you've got a good shot. If you win three, for sure you're in. No doubt about it. The Mets control their own destiny there. Rangers at Guardians. The Guardians lead their division right now with a tiebreaker over the Tigers. But if things go a certain way in this series with the Rangers, they could be out of the playoffs. A similar deal with the Astros, who are out right now but could get up as high as five. They are at the Angels. Diamondbacks hanging on by a thread at the Padres, who are locked into either the four or five spot again. They really need to sweep with the Cubs right there. The Dodgers are locked into the three. The Mariners could still get the one. They're a game back of the Blue Jays. They host the Dodgers this weekend. Congratulations there. And I think that's it. That's it.
It's amazing. 162-game regular season. And this is like a playoff weekend, because it is for a bunch of teams. And if not that seeding, it's crazy. I mean, there's still a whole lot going on in Major League Baseball.
1 week ago, there were like two races. And now, because the Tigers never win, the Guardians never lose, the Mets can't beat anyone, now all of these other scenarios are in play. And that's made it a lot of fun this weekend. And I'm going to enjoy that. And you know what? I'm going to enjoy watching the Americans lose, but give it the old college try in the Ryder Cup. I'm going to enjoy that. They are playing better in the four ball today. They're up in two of the four matches, down in one. Actually, they're down in two now because McElroy and Lowry won hole six.
Do the Reds tie the Mets? And I say that because I don't think they're going to pass them.
No.
They don't?
No.
Okay.
I think the Marlins can beat the Mets twice, but that one involved the Reds to beat the Brewers. The pitcher for the Brewers tonight, Quinn Priester, the Brewers have won 19 straight Quinn Priester starts. What am I supposed to do with that? It's going to be 20 after tonight. I hate to say it. God bless.